figure out. We can get that from the. We got to put something like that from the CEO.
Probably that big counter.
Yeah.
I look for it so that when I go home. So sorry.
We live.
We're really live.
We really live.
This like a year in the making, huh?
I guess so.
Ooh.
I guess so.
Oh, okay, turn it off. It's okay.
You do the intro. Go ahead. It's been a long time.
It has. It's been about over 365 days.
Yeah.
COVID, lockdowns, a lot of...
lockdowns, more like lock-ins.
Sneaky links.
Exactly.
Late nights. What else? Driving with letters to make it okay to go fuck.
Well, we had hot boy and hot girl summers.
I didn't have a hot girl summer this summer. You had a hot boy summer?
Man, I can write a book after this summer.
I can't wait to hear it. Well, guys, welcome to Late Nights with Sexy and Savage. I'm your host, Tina. And I think y'all know Vern because...
Big V.
He was on a back, behind the scenes, in the scenes. Didn't want to be seen, but still was seen. So now we got him in a hot seat next to me.
Right. Hi, guys. I guess it's my debut officially.
It is. It's your official debut in the hot seat, not right. Behind the scenes of the camera.
Right. So that voice y'all heard talking shit, that was me. That was me.
And, you know, I don't want to say a farewell, but, you know, P didn't. Just, he not here no more, so, you know.
P bowed out.
Gas station P. Forever, it's always love.
Always love, P. Always for love. I'm just kidding. Always love, P.
For the amazing people. Don't mind me.
Yeah.
So what you been up to? What's going on? Like new business ventures? What's going on?
Oh, we got a lot. We got a lot. We talked about a lot, but we got a lot going on. We're going into phase. What phase is this? Three?
Yeah, this is season three.
Yeah, so... A lot of changes going around in the studio, streamlining a lot of stuff. We're pruning the weeds.
Pruning the weeds. Pruning. How nice.
Yeah. We gotta maintain. We gotta groom. We gotta be sexy.
That's true. You have to. Well, I had a lot going on. I done quit my corporate job.
Oh, no.
I am now your local neighborhood esthetician.
I've seen that.
Oh, yeah. I specialize in men's skincare. I'm like the facial guru when it comes to men's skincare. That's like... One thing that I really, really want to hone into, I still watch Cook Cheese, and I wax penises. I do penacials.
Really? It's a market for that?
There is a market for that.
Because really? I'm not touching. I just shave that shit.
You don't have to, but I'm trying to make it as painless as possible. I do penacials that are equivalent to the vajayshal for a man. Right. I do female waxing, but like I really, very cliche, I enjoy working with men. They're my best clientele.
You probably get better tips too.
Get paid way better. Yeah. But it's fun. It's relaxing for them. They get a relaxing experience, and for me, it's like I get to do my job without someone asking me 50 million fucking questions. You know, what's that? You know, a man gonna say whatever. He gonna lay on the table. He gonna fall asleep. Get him good. And damn, why my face shining? It's clean.
Right. Now my baby mama, she was doing it for a little bit, so she did the little chemical pill and stuff. So I could definitely see, like, man, go treat yourself.
Skin Essentials is here for all your needs. But let's hop right into this. So during COVID, we were introduced to a man named Kevin Samuels.
Oh yeah.
Unpopular opinion is I fuck with some of the shit that he says.
Yeah.
I think that it's not what you say, it's how you say it.
That's the
and
that's
how
the,
you present it. And I think that's why some people are like, ugh. So I had several conversations with people saying the modern day woman wants a traditional man. But the fact of the matter is that us modern day women, we not willing to put in the real work that they did back in the day.
I mean First of all, you know, look, I'm hit or miss on Kevin. Like you said, because I do definitely fuck with someone he says. Because something what he said. Look, a broke clock is right twice a day.
It surely is.
So, and for me, it's not really about him being wrong. It's definitely the delivery. Mm-hmm. Because, like, are you really trying to give these women advice or are you trying to stunt on women?
I think,
is he gay?
Part of me says, you know, he probably wanted him, he's a late bloomer.
Right.
So he really didn't get the ladies or anything like that, probably until
he aiming for ladies. I don't know his sexuality.
Me
but
either.
He don't come off as the most heterosexual guy to me.
You know, it is what it is.
Bye. If you are, hey, bro, my
He may go both ways.
He may, you know? And that's, you know, hey, what I thought you about.
It's 2021 now,
exactly.
Guys.
Exactly. My thing is, you know, sometimes, you know, and it's really bad because sometimes if the girl's not attractive, he can get a real stink attitude.
But and I feel like it doesn't matter how you look or everyone deserves love at some point in their life. You know what I mean? We've all been through some shit with some ugly niggas or even dudes fuck with ugly bitches and they try to get over on him. You know what I'm saying? It's like everybody deserves love. Who are you to judge what a bitch look like or what's the epitome of a 5-star chick? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, but for me, I wanted to tap into that whole modern day but want that traditional love story anyways.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I just feel like what happened in the past, how they loved each other in the past, there's no way we can ever go back to that because our standard of living is not of that.
Right. Well, we forget one big thing. You had the women's movement, right? So,
yes.
You know, women didn't work back in the day. So, what else are you going to do with your time? You at the house.
You
got
cook,
the kids.
You
cook. You
clean.
You
fucking.
Right. But you didn't have to work, though.
Definitely did
it
not.
Was one income can pay the house,
cars,
college, you know. So, it wasn't a big thing then, you know. And I was just having this conversation with my father because he's older. He's almost in his 90s. He was telling me how when he got old, he thought he was going to have a wife like his mother. His mother didn't drive. So everything she did depended on his father. But, you know, they loved each other. They did love each other.
But that's a different kind of love, though.
Yeah.
And I try to explain that to people. Like, I had a conversation today with one of my friends, and, you know, if I'm living with a man, you know, that whole conversation, I ain't paying no rent. If I'm living with a man, if he decides that he wants to pay the rent or the mortgage or wherever we're living at, I'm okay with that, and I'm going to take care of the house.
Right.
I'm taking care of the house bills, the light, the gas, all of those things.
Right.
And I'm cooking and I'm cleaning because, as a woman, that's what you're supposed to do. You know what I'm saying?
Like, are you, though?
I mean, they're shared responsibilities, but if I want it done the way I want it done, I'm going to do that.
See, like I said, stemming back to that, if you were not working, definitely, right?
Right.
If he's paying the bills, right. He should. If he's putting all the money in the house and he's working 8 hours a day.
And I'm
then,
just saying, the rent is $2,000.
Right.
The mortgage is $2,000. And he taking a bulk of that, and I'm just paying the light bill because, you know, I'm going to put that shit on the budget plan. $50-some dollars, the gas going to be, everything going to be on the budget. My most expensive bill probably going to be the damn cable bill because that should be upward $200-some dollars
even
a month.
YouTube TV trying to get up there now.
So, you know, as a woman, it would be my responsibility to take care of the house. He got the bulk of the bills.
Right.
Or, you know, like I say, we could do I feel like once a man start paying all the bills, then you become the child at that point.
Here's the thing. How modern of a woman are you, right? Because say you make the money. Because you got guys who are stay-at-home husbands, really.
And I'm okay with that.
And here's the thing. And for me, we have to get past this woman-man thing. You have alpha energy and better energy. And that's what it is.
You have alpha, beta, and you have omega. Like, I feel like I'm an omega female.
Okay.
I'm very much alpha.
Right.
But for the right person, I know how to be submissive. I know how to allow a man to lead. But most of the time, I have, like, big dick energy a lot of the time.
Right, right.
Like,
what's
I do. You know, like, but I learned through my journey of being with people, I learned that, you know, as an alpha female, I do my own thing. I run businesses. I've done this. I've done that. I've learned that I need to be softened for a man.
Depend on the man. You got some weak ass men.
We do, but I personally can't be with someone that's not an alpha male that can't. Sometimes I need to be put in my place.
I think everybody do. You know, honestly, because us as men, we can get downright demanding.
Yeah, but there has to be a kind of like, we have to be on an even playing field at that point. Exactly. You know what I mean? Exactly. Like, we got to be able to say, hey, you know, calm the fuck down.
Now, here's the thing. Now, what about you both making the same amount of money? Now, how does that play into play?
Well, then that's where it comes into play, that you don't pay the bills. We'll have an account that's the house account. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Like, we can agree on a price, or not a price, but amount of money that we put in that motherfucker every month, and that's just how we pay the bills. Right. So it's not necessarily all my money going to the bills. We pay for that because it's both of our money's in there. Right. So if we, you know, we're both paying for it. It's neither here nor there, but we just know that we respect each other and we both put it in the same amount.
You know how many women, regardless of how much money they make, they still feel the man should still pay all the bills. Now, I'm a far as me allowing my woman to be her, I'm very modern. Now, as like handling things as a man, very old school tradition. I think the man should pay the bills. I also think a man should make more money, though. I mean, because money, with money comes power.
It does, but essentially men will always make more money than women. And if you're in corporate America, we will always make less than the
men. Well, it depends on your job.
Yeah, typically men still will make more than women.
Yeah, y'all have babies. That's where that comes from. You can't work for that year, and you know, you go and get some type of compensation from FMLA, but it's not going to be as much.
It doesn't matter. Men still will make more money than women. It don't matter how much work you put in, unless you a hustling ass entrepreneur female.
Because you're Oprah. Oprah and Stedman.
Well, you know, Stedman is a kept man. And if I was fucking with Oprah, she could keep me too. What do you mean?
Now, you know, but you know, it's just, I just wonder if, like, you know, with a lot of these things are from when women were not working. And, you know, women really entered the workforce during World War II.
That one lady that got her motherfucking strong arm up, she the one that fucked it up for all of us, talking about women's equal rights.
Right.
Not saying that I don't like the equal rights from women, but, like, that introduced another world to us that said, hey, you can make your money and kick it too, bitch.
Right, and that's what I was saying. That picture, because I worked at the VA, and they have that picture there. But That's what happened is World War II happened, and all these men they went off to war. So the women were here, and, you know, still had all these corporate stuff going on. So women finally entered the workforce because the men were off at war, and they got used to making their own money.
Yeah. But, I mean, even in those olden times, like my great-grandmother in Puerto Rico, like, may she rest in peace, I would ask her, like, when I went to Puerto Rico, I think I was like 16 years old. I remember this conversation like it was yesterday. I was talking to her and I was like, well, I was, you know, how was your being with your husband? And she said, I get, you know, he was a good man. He go do his thing. She's at home with the kids. Whenever he wanted some, he come in her room. They had separate rooms.
Oh, wow.
He come in her room, she lift her skirt up, he do what he do, and he keep it moving, and then he go on to the next.
Straight business.
That's it.
Yeah. But you know.
But her bills was paid.
Right.
She didn't have a worry in the world.
Right.
And ain't nothing really touch her.
Right.
And I think that's where the difference is. Right. See, back then, Papa and them was doing what they wanted to do.
Rolling Stones.
But wouldn't shit touch that wife.
Right, right, right.
And nothing was touching her, and I think that's the respect level that women don't get these days.
Right.
And I know I catch a lot of flack when I say this, but Kevin Samuels said something that kind of resonated with me, and I kind of agree with him when he said, what make you think you deserve your own man? Because it's true. Like, okay, yes, there's men out here. Oh, yes, there's good men, but it's not a lot of good men. Like, us women got a lot of shit up against us. You know what I'm saying? Right. We got the gay men, the trans men, this, the that. They either in jail, whatever. So the pool of good men is like a scarcity out here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think I heard him. He was talking about like the ratio of men.
Yeah,
men
it's too, really so, yeah. Not that huge, you know? Right. So at some point in a woman's life, you have shared your man. It's just inevitable. Like, it may not have been today, tomorrow, 3 years ago, whatever. At some point, you're going to share your man. And not because you willingly want to, but because ain't nothing better than pussy, but new pussy. And the reality is this, like, I've been in side chick situations, and, you know, they're not my ideal situations to be in. But if a man does come to me and he's open and honest, that gives me my right whether I want to fuck with him or not.
Right.
As long as a man is giving you that option as a woman, it's your right whether you want to fuck with him or not. And I get it. It's not like the ideal situation for her, but in the moment, it's good for you. You know what I mean? And like, I always use this analogy that it's like a yin and yang thing. I'm everything she's not, and she's everything that I'm not. But in the same time of me fucking with this man, your relationship is actually getting better.
Well, because you don't have to. He can leave when he's stressed.
Right. Like, but he feels guilty for what he's doing with you. Most of the time they do. If they've been married a long time, and like, the shit is like, damn. So he go home and now they not arguing as much. And now she like, oh, he doing this. He bringing me flowers on Tuesday. Like,
I see what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying?
I see what you're saying. He got this look back in the mind.
Yeah, and so like, and I know people be thinking I'm crazy. But I just be feel like sometimes if I mess with a guy that's married, it's like I'm his counselor. Like, I'm coaching you because this ain't a forever thing. This is a for fun thing. And I really want to see you get back with your wife. Like, you know, this is fun, you know, we're going to travel and have fun and do a lot of wild things, but, you know, you got to go back home.
Yeah. Now, see, I was in a little polygamous relationship. So now I tell you this, though.
Did it work?
Oh, hell no. It didn't work.
Why?
Well, I already had, so my baby mother, we had one kid at the time.
Okay.
And this girl approached me, you know, she worked at the where we lived. And she approached me. She was in the Lisa
office?
Oh, she was in the Lisa office. Now, she asked me, would I mind if my girlfriend had a girlfriend?
Oh.
Now, she didn't know.
Chevy blew like whirlwind. Okay.
Oh, yeah. But see, when me and my baby mama first got together, she definitely, we had an argument on Michigan Avenue right by Harold Washington Library. She's like, I'm a bisexual woman. You just have to accept that. Now, in the back of my mind, I was thinking, oh, yeah, we gonna try that out one day, for sure. You tell me you bisexual. Mm-hmm. What's the point of telling me that, unless we gonna experiment with that?
Well, maybe because she's a selfish lover, and she wanted a girlfriend and a boyfriend.
And I have no problem. You know,
but that don't mean you got two girlfriends. That just means she has a girlfriend.
Well, I'm not a selfish person. I share everything. Stuff flat. But no. So, but the girl had a guy at that time. But you know, when this all kicked off, she dropped him. He cool. I'm cool with him to this day.
That's my home. We laugh about it right now.
No, we don't even laugh about it. He saw me out one time. What's up? And he kicked it like, that's really my. But you know, that experience, him and his wife got much tighter. I think he really found out what he really wants. Focused on that, which is good, you know.
It like pushes the reset button. Right. Like, everybody hate the sad bitch, but really it's like reset your shit a little bit.
Right.
Like, I just, when Kevin Samuel said that, I was just like.
But we got to remember, this also is in a Christian context. Because if you go to Islam, you know, they allow.
Oh, but yeah, in as the long book, as you got the money.
Well, no, it's a number. It's four. It's up to four. They got to count. 1, 2, 3, 4. Now, it says, but the rule that they accept is four. That's about, if you got the money, you do it. So,
but I'm still a believer that monogamy is just a Western thing. Like, it's something that's taught to you.
Yeah.
Monogamy is a taught behavior. It's not a natural behavior. Because if it was a natural behavior, I'd only be attracted to one person.
Well, you can go deeper than that. Just look at the animal kingdom.
Oh, yeah. And I always say that. It's always a pride, one alpha that has everybody. Exactly. And he laying pipe all over the place.
Right. Because monogamy in the animal kingdom is rare.
Yeah.
They fucking everything.
Only seahorses, I think.
It's a few like cranes or something. It's only a few animals that's actually monogamous. So we have to understand, we part of that kingdom. We're at the top of it, but we still, we like to think of ourselves as these very sophisticated.
But we're not.
We're not. We're really not.
We're just the mature version of a gorilla, honestly.
Yeah, we still out here throwing shit.
Yeah, like, still out. I just, you know, like, I didn't, and on the right here, I was like, I really don't want to, you know, talk side chicks, but I think COVID kind of lessened the side chicks, right? And because you was at home with your main bitch, and I know some bitches is like, damn, I wish this nigga would fucking leave. Where the fuck is his bitch at? You know what I mean? Like, in that moment, it was some bitches that was, they was like, God damn, Rodney, get the fuck out of here.
Go the divorce rates went up.
It did, because guess what? Now you got to sit with this motherfucker that works your motherfucking nerves, right. You wish Kiki was calling that nigga over, texting him. Hey, baby, come fuck me. You know what I'm saying? Like, right. Come late night, like a thief in the night. I take everything and the pussy. You know, like, you was just like, damn, this nigga ain't coming over today. You know what I mean? Right. Like, it made you sit in your shit.
Right. It did.
And when you sit in your shit, you realize that this ain't the fuck for
this
me.
This ain't it. Yeah,
I got to sit and be fake for 8 motherfucking hours.
Niggas didn't know when it was ending. Yeah, like shit. God
damn, I can't go with, I'm finna go with.
But you can't lie, I'm out with the bar with my boys. Go bar, let me fuck bar clothes.
Go bar clothes at 8 o'clock. Like, damn. Right. Well, you know, Kiki and them, they having a kickback at the crib. Right. You know, and at that point, she didn't give a fuck. Like, get the fuck out of my house. Right. I got to cook for you. I'm cooking. I'm cleaning. The kids ain't going nowhere. Right. Like, Jesus.
That shit probably really tests the relationship.
It does.
The kids, you couldn't get rid of them. They just, man. And you had to be their tutor and teacher. Shit.
And I got to sneak and fuck you and all this other shit. I am vote at Kiki, come get him.
Right.
Like, my homegirl, she called the bitch. Like, he's finna come to you. I said, you did what? She said, girl, I called a bitch on the phone. It was like, please call him and tell him to come over. She said she couldn't handle it no more. Like, day in and day out, she said, I was just so, I told her, thank you. Just call him, please.
Wow.
Hey, girl, it's me. Nah, it ain't no bullshit today. I need you to come get him.
Right.
Tell him come over.
Right.
And I said, you what? She was like, girl, I couldn't. I just needed a fucking break.
Wow. Yeah, I get that. I mean, shit, I'd see.
Hey, listen, just tell her thank you. Like, I just feel like it. I was talking to this guy. We used to mess around eons ago, like, when my kids was little. And, I'm just a loving person, so I'm always going to check on you because I'm a caring person. So I reached out to him, whatever we were talking, and he made, like, such a valid point to me that it was just like, He said something about, like, well, what can I add to your life right now at this point? I was just like, what the fuck you mean?
Right.
At this age, I want to be married. That's my thought process was, oh, I want to be married, and I want my own man, and I want this. He said, well, I can't get that to you.
This afterbirth.
He said, I can't do that. He said, not that I don't want to do that, but
I can give you the weekend.
He said, when we together, I'll make you feel like the world is yours.
Right.
But when I'm not with you, I don't give a fuck about you. You said what?
Right.
And then I sat and thought about it. And, like, how I move with men is different now. Like, I don't allow a man to tell me, we whatever you want to do. No, we will not. Because I could tell you I want a relationship. You can agree to that.
Right.
And as long as we are in the confines of four walls or we're together in the same space, you're going to give me that.
Right.
But when that nigga told me when I ain't with you, I don't give a fuck about you.
Right.
Everything that I already actively use in my life, all that shit came full circle.
Right.
I'm not your girlfriend. I'm not anything until you tell me what we are. See, because when you tell me you're my woman, yes, we're in a relationship. Then and only then will you respect the boundaries of our situation.
Right.
You'll respect it because you...
Because you want it.
The man you enacted, you put them parameters up because anything past that, you don't really give a fuck.
Right.
Because you know when we together, we going to have a good time. You going to get your dick sucked. You know you going to get a good meal. Like, shit, yeah, this my bitch. Yeah, this my girl. Yeah, this my girl.
Right.
But then when I catch your ass the fuck outside, you know, doing your thing, and then another bitch face, and now you got me looking stupid, and now I want to slap the fuck out of you because now you're embarrassing me. But how can I get mad when you never told me what the fuck we was doing?
Exactly. You got to define the terms of whatever situation you're in. Because, a lot of women think they're in a relationship and they're just in a situationship. That's just what it is. It's just the nigga you fucking. That's it. You know, and it gets mixed up. You know, women, you know, here's the thing. Because, you know, women are open to just fucking.
Oh, yes, we are.
Until they catch feelings.
Listen, no.
Oh, shit. Let that dick be good enough. It's
feelings gonna come. Listen, let me tell you something. I had, Lord, thank you for making him some of the best dick I've ever had in my life. And we only did it once. And after that, I just said, I can't have it no more. Because
you're going to catch it.
It was dangerous.
Yeah, you're going to catch feelings. And you keep on fucking on that, you're going to be.
Because he said he ain't want a relationship. And I was like, I'm cool with this fucking, you know. And I said, oof.
Well, if I brought that tit to your eye.
Man. No, they were coming. Full force flowing.
Oh, yeah.
I said, if I ain't never believed in sex magic, I believe in that shit in that moment. You know I'm a super spiritual person, so when shit get the going, I'm just like, Jesus. But we fucked that one time, and then we circled back. We bent the block just to see, because maybe it was just that one-time thing, but shit, it happened again. And I was like, I'm okay with doing this. And then he said he wasn't okay with doing it because the motherfucker would be like, if this is what you're doing with me, you're going to do something. But you're in a relationship, sir.
So this nigga, look, he ain't got jealous.
Yeah, like,
cause he like, you, it ain't possible you only did this with me.
But I just feel like if men, even some women, cause I can't say women don't do you doing no, because sometimes women in relationships, they like to go out and play too.
Yeah.
And you ain't wrong for that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But just be honest how you like to play, because I'm a transfer of energy type person.
Right.
So when you lie to me, let me tell you something. The universe don't play about me. So much weird shit be popping in my lap that I be like, oh, this nigga lying. You know what I mean? So, like, just be honest, because if I'm fucking you, but I'm only fucking you, but then you're fucking Keisha and Ronnie and Kiki, and they're fucking Lil Ricky and Bobby and all of them. Now you're bringing all of these other entities back to my peace zone.
Right.
And that's just that funky shit I just can't get with.
Right.
And that's another one of those reasons why I do advocate for side chicks, because I know that they're not bad people. But that's one of the main reasons why I cannot get with being a side bitch, because it's ultimately like I'm inviting these weird-ass energies into my sector. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, like, no, they not bad. And it's like, if you sit down with a side bitch, you'll realize that they don't know initially. And by the time they find out, it's too late.
The feelings already there.
You know, this nigga done came, took me on vacation. He been paying my rent for 6 months.
Right.
Like, you know, I'm sorry.
Right. They straight up mistresses. That's what it really is.
But I can't. I can't let him go.
I mean, because usually they've been dogged out by motherfuckers, ain't doing shit for them, you know, just bullshit. So it's like,
and a lot of times, like, you know, just circle the block back to Kevin, is that a lot of the shit he said, he went wrong.
No, I think it's
because
the delivery
and the way society deems what a real bad bitch is, a real female, you know, like, we're all real in our own ways. I just feel like the natural body girls with the good jobs that are, you know, entrepreneur hustlers on the side, like, we don't get enough credit.
Right.
So, you know, how he downplays a bigger woman or,
right,
you know, to me, I think that's fucked up.
Right.
You know, so just because you're a little healthy, you don't deserve love. You're not deserving of that. Or what do you have to offer? Or what do you bring to you got kids? Like, yeah, I got kids. But, you know, some women, they do have these high, high standards when your baby daddy ain't shit. Right. You know, be within your means. You know what I'm saying? But I feel sometimes at some point you're supposed to date up. I'm not supposed to date at my level or what the fuck I was used to in the past.
Right.
You know, I have to move forward. But if you're not bringing the same things that you're requiring your mates to bring, don't ask for that shit.
Right. Well, you know, honestly, so one thing I do agree with, I think women have a really bad sense of self. Like self, far as what are you bringing to the table, right? So, because one of the girls he was talking to, you know, she's like, oh, my God, I need to make $200,000. And he broke down stats for her. He's like, look, only, look, 2% of men make that type of money. He said, now, do you think you fall within 2% of the finest women now or the baddest women now?
Yeah.
And I mean, she did, obviously, you know. So it's like, yeah, you want something. And at that point, you ain't even looking for love. You're looking for a nigga to save you, right? That's what it really is. You ain't looking for compatibility. You're looking for a nigga to get you out of debt. And so he kept it real on that. And I think that's where women have a problem, because society tells you, oh, your pussy is gold. They can get you anything you want. No, it can't.
Because
it can give you a few bills paid, but they ain't putting no ring on your finger. You know what I'm saying? I mean, because think about the divorce rates at 70%. So,
well,
you know, I think we got to have women be looking at this. Every woman think they box it. I ain't never seen a woman say my pussy trash. Like, it just don't happen.
No, but I just feel like you qualify for what you qualify. And if you qualify for somebody to make 25 a year, then you live within that means.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, you want a guy that make $200,000, what's your credit score looking like?
Right.
Are you making at least $150,000?
Right, exactly.
Are you able to meet him where he at?
Right. And that's just not having a sense of what other women are doing. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're living at home or just out of college, but expect the man to make $200,000, there's women that make $200,000 easy. Mm-hmm. So you are in competition with those women. You don't compare. So
you can't compete where you don't compare, though.
Exactly. Exactly, and I think...
And where them men at? Where them circles be at? Because let me tell you something. I be going to, you know, them little nice places downtown, chilling
at the
bar.
They not at the kickbacks.
And let me tell you something. I'll go to the Langham and to Nobu and just chill out at the bars and stuff. And those men, ain't shit, and they really not looking at us.
First of all, the more money you got, the more access you got. They get worse.
And the conversations that are being had at these tables with these seats.
Very transactional.
Let me tell you, I just sit and soak it up. Like, they're like, oh, what do you do? Oh, I'm a HR recruiter, I'm an esthetician, and I have a podcast. Oh, really? Oh, so you don't work for a Fortune 500 company? No. And then they're gonna walk away from you, see, because you don't have that, what they call that locked instability. See, corporate men want a corporate bitch.
Right.
See, because they locked in and she locked in. They look for that.
Right.
But when you're able
birds
to...
Birds of a feather.
you do your own thing. You don't follow the flock.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it's like, oh, wait a minute, she do what? And I've sat and had great conversations with them. And I realized I don't want them kind of men. See, because like you said, they access us to everything.
Right.
And them niggas like to pay for pussy.
Well, because
and it ain't ours. They not paying for ours.
It's easy. You got disposable income. Mm-hmm. So shit, some of these motherfuckers out here, it'd be some bad chicks out here selling pussy for $500. Now you making $200,000 a year.
That ain't shit.
Just drop in the bucket. Have a good night. What are we gonna call it a day?
They got an allowance for that.
Right. Exactly. That's petty cash. Exactly. Shit. So
they ain't looking to do that. But the average man, I always say, you're gonna come with your table, I'm gonna come with my table, and then we're gonna add to it. We're gonna add to each other's table. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to spend all your money, and I want you to spend all my money. But at some point, we're going to put it together,
right?
And then we'll multiply it. You know what I mean? But at the end of the day,
somebody trying to blow us up.
Oh, okay.
My phone hit that. Yeah, I don't know. Whoever's trying to hit us up, we're going to hit you guys up.
Nah, but, yeah, like, besides all of that shit, I mean, like I said, he be dropping some shit that I'm fucking with.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Shout out to the executive producer, Tim.
Oh, hey.
Old man Logan.
Timmy Pooh. But, yeah, no, I just feel like match with what you asking for. You know what I'm saying?
Like, right.
If you drive a Lamborghini, I'm not going to fuck with a motherfucker in a Nissan Altima. You know, like, let's be luxurious together.
I just don't understand why women just don't want to get it. I had this conversation with a friend, and we were talking. We were having some business, actually. Then a guy she was talking to called, and I'm talking about a great conversation. It was a great conversation. You could tell I never met the guy, but obviously there was some chemistry there. So she gets off the phone. I'm like, okay, what's going on with that? Oh, he don't have enough for me. I'm like, well, why, you know? He stays at home with his mom. I'm like, okay, I get that.
But can he have company, though?
No, but she stays at home with her mom. Exactly. So I'm like, it sounds like y'all can get an apartment together.
Yeah.
And work some things out. But, you know, one thing, going back to what you're saying with the old school love, is that they had faith in each other. They didn't get a man based on what he had. They got a man based on his potential. Yeah. Women don't want a man based on potential no more.
That's not true. That is not true.
I don't see it.
Because I will... Now, wait a minute.
Right, think about
now,
it.
Now, you can't be broke out here. Broke. You know, like, you got to have a little something.
Okay.
You know, like, I can't support you. Like, I can't do that. But I will encourage you to be the best version of yourself.
Okay.
I think women do that. Like, I feel like we do that more often than not. You know what I mean? Like, because sometimes, see, here's the thing. Men will come to us broke, but we come to men broken.
We come to each other broken. Niggas be broke and broken.
I don't know. I ain't broke and broken. I'm broken. Super glued together with Gorilla Glue. Okay? I ain't got no more look. Now, I've been pieced together. I've been hurt some, and I've healed. But I feel like I support men more than they support me. I will pour into you. I will pour life into you. I will manifest with you. Even when you're not manifesting for yourself, I'm manifesting for you. I'm praying for you. I'm doing all these things for you, but I can guarantee you ain't doing the same for me. And not that I'm looking for it in return.
You should.
But niggas ain't doing that for bitches.
See, niggas ain't doing that. Black men, maybe.
Where they at?
They not at the kickbacks.
I don't be going to that.
It's tough. It's tough out here because men.
And I know some. Let me say this. I know some amazing black men. I know some amazing niggas. I know some dope ass individuals. But I also know that messing with somebody for their potential. That's almost like that movie Acrimony. That Taraji P. Henson movie?
Oh, I gotta see that. Yeah.
You gotta watch it.
Yeah,
because he had this idea, mm-hmm. and she came into some money when her mama passed, and she was funded, and goddamn, he drained her dry.
Right.
She said, I can't do this no more. She was going crazy. She was whooping bitches' asses and shit. And when they left, his shit popped off.
Right. Because she couldn't wait no more.
I couldn't do it anymore.
The patience wore through.
Because I'm drained. Dating for potential is good and bad at the same time.
It's a risk. It's a gamble.
And I'm not a gambler.
And that's what I'm saying. I don't think a lot of
women. But I am supportive, and I will support you in your dreams. But that shit can't cost me the lights being cut off. You know what I mean? Like, I cannot, my sanity, my peace. Ain't going to be sitting in my motherfucking house all day fucking trying to build some shit. Go to work and be Bob the Builder. You got to be able to do both.
But see, men, on the other hand, we'll take a chick with the lights off. Put them candles on, and we'll come in that situation. I mean, we almost damn near expected to come get out that situation. It's the exact opposite. You know, so.
You know what? It's that modern day woman shit. See, because the playing field was even back in the day.
I don't know if it was even. I feel like it was definitely. No, because you got to remember, women can even own property at a point.
Yeah, but at some point when you met your, you got to remember, these people was getting married young.
Yeah.
Because my papa was older than Grandma Brenda.
Right.
She was like 12.
Right.
Popping kids out.
That was the life then. That's
she
how
didn't have
were.
Nothing, and he really didn't have nothing.
Right. He had a little more than her.
Just a...
Right, exactly.
So our playing field was even, right. You know what I'm saying? Like, because we both came from nothing, and right. Now we're going to build our way to get to something.
Exactly.
So that old school love is different. See, they went through blood, sweat, tears. Right. Now, hey.
They went through real racism.
They went through that shit. They right. had to go through the trenches to get to where they are now. Right. And if you talk to any old woman, my granny Cat said it best. She said... a dog gonna roam, but he always gonna come home.
Yeah. Yeah. Now I'm gonna say, my grandma passed away in December, but she shared something with me. She shared her I guess, disappointment with modern women. Because she's from the South, you know.
South women is very different than the North.
But she may. She, I really knew she was a wise woman a long time ago. My grandma had like 12 pieces of property and all this. But she said something that really resonated. She said she don't get modern women. She said because back in her day, she had to cook, clean, and all this. And guess what? It wasn't no goddamn washing machine. Mm-hmm. She had to do that on the washboard.
Yeah.
She said these women nowadays got Swiffers. Everything is automated, and they can't seem to figure out how to keep a house together. And yeah. So... You got that, so you and you got the Cardi B's about I don't cook, I don't clean. You know what I'm saying? But I'll show you. You know what I'm saying? Like, well,
but she showed you I got that ring. She was tooting it like an alley cat, baby. That's how she got it. But we have to understand this. We live in a social media world, right?
Yeah.
So it's women seeing that, baby. We don't got M's in the bank like that, okay?
Right.
We are thousandaires. What I like to say.
So like a check the checking mirror.
Right. So we have to cook. We have to clean. We have to fucking. We shop at fucking Walmart. We get joy out of going to Target. I know I do. I don't know about anybody else, but I love. Let me pass
me
the Target.
Get grief when we see them receipts,
baby. Send me to Target, baby. I'm having fun, but we look. Some women look at celebrities and they want that life, but at what cost?
Right.
With a nigga with money, let me tell you, you ain't got to worry about no sad chick, honey. You got to worry about the motherfucking vultures in this bitch.
Yeah.
Because they're cheating on you. Their money is endless. They can do what the fuck they want to do, how the fuck they want to do, and they going to throw you a little piece of change. I always said, if I got with a rich man that was in the industry, do what the fuck you want to do, because guess what? I'm not going to complain. I'm going to open up my businesses. I'm going to travel the world. And I am going to enjoy my motherfucking life. Period.
What's that for Cody Watson?
You going to cheat. You going to cheat. I know you going to cheat. You can't help it. The pussy is everywhere. I'm telling you. I've seen women do some spectacular things for celebrity men. Like,
yeah.
Prior to my children, I was super in the music industry. When I tell you, go to a core DJ retreat at the House of Blues, baby.
Right. I mean, look what just happened to Moneybagg. 28.8 acres.
And let me tell you something. Shout out to Ari, because guess what? What do you get a man that has everything? And she wasn't wrong. He probably got 10 of everything.
Right.
She could have bought him another car. She could have did whatever. But like she said, nigga, this residual income, whatever you do with this piece of land, it is yours. You pay the taxes on this nigga.
Right.
You could build a community on that land.
Build a casino on that motherfucker.
You can cultivate the land. And she is not wrong for doing what she's doing. A lot of dudes like, hey, bitches ain't saying shit about that. No, because you niggas ain't putting pressure. That nigga put pressure. That's pressure. I got the... That nigga give her whatever she wants. She don't have an issue. You don't hear nothing about him in the blogs or nothing. He respects her. He loves her. Guess what, nigga? You put that kind of pressure and I got that kind of money, you might get 10 acres. You ain't gonna get 28.8 because that's too much. But I'm gonna give you 10. You know what I'm saying? Like... You make me respect me. Nigga, we in the hood and you don't even respect me. Because Keisha running up to me telling me how she sucked your dick the night before last.
In your car.
Shouldn't no female be able to touch your main girl? And I'm an advocate for that. Yeah. Shouldn't nobody be able to come to me and disrespect me? you gonna do what you wanna do, but make sure that every bitch in this motherfucker respects me. When they see me, say hello. That's all you got to say to me. Don't feel that you got the right to speak to me and tell me some shit, because now that's where my issue comes in with you.
Yeah.
That's how people get killed.
For sure.
You're playing a fucking dangerous ass game with people's feelings. Be honest. This my bitch. Don't speak. Don't say shit. What we do is what we do, and that's it. But see, men don't know how to fucking put that boundary on bitches.
Well,
put a muzzle on your little fucking dog, please. The fuck?
Put a leash on
her. And a muzzle.
Nah, but you know, that's because, first of all, man, we don't be real about shit. Oh, are you single? Yeah, I'm single. Got a whole wife and kids.
I'm going to show you. I asked the same. Are you single? Are you single with someone who thinks that they with you? Are you married? Are you fucking single and fucking? Are you involved? Like, you got to go down the whole motherfucking line of, are you single with a bitch that thinks she's your wife? Like, you have to go down through all of these things. Or are you single, single? Because if you single, single, then we can do single, single shit. But, hey, listen. What the fuck is your situation? Because what you won't do is disrupt my peace.
Well, let's be real. Do it matter until you marry?
It does matter.
Do it matter until you marry?
Let me tell you why it does matter. Because bitches think they're the wife and they don't got a motherfucking ring. That's right. Why.
That means she ain't getting no. That means she ain't getting alimony.
She ain't getting shit.
She might get child support. She gonna get
and
child
if
support.
If she's smart, if this is a shameless plug, find your local neighborhood life insurance dealer. If you've been with a man, where I'm looking at all the cameras. If you've been with a man for longer than 3 years and you know you ain't going nowhere, you better reap the benefits of that cheating motherfucker. Go get your life insurance policy, sis. I know you got his social. And niggas don't read paperwork. Just tell him, sign it. It's for the kids. I'm telling you now. Because you going to put in all this time with a nigga, you ain't going to get shit out of it. Baby mamas, you included. Get life insurance out on these men yourself. Because guess what? At the end of the day, you got to leave something for your kids.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't just be out here being disrespected and you don't get shit at the end of the day.
Right.
Trust me. $100,000 life insurance policy ain't shit but about $25-$30. Trust me.
Yeah, you get more than that.
I spend that at Starbucks in a week probably.
Yeah, no, you can. I used to do a benefit coordinator. You definitely used to, depending on your age, depending on your health, you're getting $1 million coverage that's fucking $20.
But when you get over $500,000, they require your health.
I got kids, so I had to make sure I had something for them. But yeah, they definitely
fertile Urkel over here.
Get it from my dad. That nigga got 30. Shit, exactly. Jesus.
But nah, like I just feel like, you know, come to the table with what you come to the table with, and meet each other where you at.
Right.
And grow from there. You know what I mean? Right. Like, it's nothing. I feel like this as a single woman. All I want more than anything is an organic love. I don't even want marriage at this point, honestly. Like, marriage is a business. Like, I just really want to fucking be with somebody. We have fun. We travel. And we fucking making millions together.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right. At this point of the game, it's like, fuck it. I don't want no more motherfucking kids. I see the light.
Right.
That part. In about 8 years, I'm done. At 42, I'm
just want a vacation.
I'm kicking it. But like, the reality is this: everyone does deserve love. Like, you know, Kevin Samuels, what you say is it's cool, but
I wish his delivery was better.
I really do wish it have a little coof.
Yeah, because he's like. He's mad at these women.
Yes.
Why are you mad at these
because
women?
Because he didn't get pussy when he was younger.
Right. You wasn't
he was on a
then,
double
bro.
Dutch
okay.
team.
It's okay.
But, you know, like, you qualify for what you qualify for.
Right.
And with all intent purposes, you always want to date up. You want to be able to date someone who's going to bring you to that next level of your life, is going to give you the best sex you've ever fucking had, and... You know, y'all can learn a little something from each other.
But who should be dating up, the man or the woman?
Both. Both should.
Both can't be dating up. Somebody got to be on the low.
It's but see, here's the thing, right? Every nigga ain't a millionaire. Every nigga ain't a thousandaire.
Right.
It's some niggas on the motherfucking floor that's living beyond their goddamn means. So guess what?
Most Americans.
No.
We in debt, mostly.
I get what you're saying in debt, but I'm talking about them niggas that's up under the floorboards.
Yeah.
You know, they have to date up. See, they struggling. They hand out the thing like in a scary movie, like, help me. Them niggas better date up.
Yeah.
But as a woman, just go where you feel the quality of man that you want to get. Because if you get a man in the club, that's just what you're going to get a nigga in the club. You want an entrepreneur-ass nigga, go to these weak-ass multi-level marketing companies.
Hey, go on LinkedIn. Shit. Hey, LinkedIn becoming a fucking dating app all of a sudden. Shit. I know she got a job.
People can't handle an alpha speaking. I don't even fucking believe Kevin. If you're saying Kevin Samuels is an alpha man,
I don't think that either.
I will say this. I can respect the alpha man when he's speaking, because guess what? You can't do nothing but you can't do shit but honor a king when he's in front of you.
Right.
An alpha is going to demand and command attention.
Oh yeah, alpha ain't gonna demand. He just commands it automatically. Yeah, exactly.
You just can't come. Like, damn, who was that?
He ain't gotta say shit about it. Exactly.
Like, okay. See, I'm listening.
And my gripe with Kevin is that, let's be real, he never reference any shit that men do wrong. Men do plenty wrong.
Because he is a hurt nigga.
Because I think he's a gay nigga. But that's that thing, because, you know, he come off as a gay man to me.
He might have a little bit.
Too neat, too organized.
Because he don't have no big dick. You know, big dick energy is just...
Oh, I just say, it's no balance in his mess.
You have big dick energy.
I guess.
Burned since the first day I met you. You get in this motherfucker and you just... Prince Dondi. He got me.
Shout out to Prince Dondi.
He commands a presence.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So those you kind of men, never mind, because I was going to go left and be a little disrespectful. Anywho. He didn't command big dick energy. You know what I'm saying? That was more of a...
Oh, shit. I'm going to have to edit some shit out.
Energy. You know that. Okay. You may know what you're doing, but he didn't command that presence. You know what I'm saying? Like, alpha males command shit, and they shake shit up, and then they leave. But you want to know more about it. Right. See, Kevin Samuels is... He downgrades women.
He do, and that's what I don't like that. I like, you know, because it some like the advice he's giving them is
they presence. It just gives you the yikes, you know.
No, but that's my thing. I wish if he was to be building these women up, I would respect him more about the advice he give them, because the advice is good, the delivery is fucked up, and it's coming from a source of hurt. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to sit here and disrespect these women. You can teach these women. Look, be real with them.
Mm-hmm.
And but the dog them out, there's no point. They already been dogged out by the niggas.
Yeah, because, like, we already, as females, men go through a lot, too.
Yeah, oh, for sure.
But females, we go through a lot in silence.
Yeah.
And a lot of times, we go through shit that a lot of men could not even withstand.
Oh, no.
So, you know, as a single mom, there's been plenty of nights where I just, when the kids go to sleep and I done cleaned the house up, I'll sit and cry because I just can't even understand, how do I even have the strength to do this shit?
Right.
And then to hear a man downplay you all because you're not of the standard of what he wants, that shit don't sit right with me.
We expect a fantasy.
Yeah, everybody wants a fantasy.
Exactly.
Right? Everybody wants that, the je ne sais quoi. You know what I mean? Like, everybody wants that it person.
Right.
But as women, we have so many things against us. We got all these build-a-body bitches.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
You know, like...
These BBLs out here. Hey.
And I heard that them bitches really ass don't be hitting when you be fucking because they don't bounce back. I'm just saying. I'm just saying. But you know. know, like, fuck that. Give us our props. Like, everybody deserves it. Everybody does. You know, like, he cool. Some of the shit he say makes sense. And it's another nigga that I... That fucking Corey Holcomb.
Oh, okay, okay, okay.
Fuck that nigga, too. That is a bitter-ass bitch.
Yeah.
Bitter.
Yeah. See, he comes off bitter. Samuels comes... You ever heard... If you got a gay guy friend, that's how Kevin Samuels come off to me.
Yeah, he just...
So, yeah.
He's a late bloomer. I like to call them kind of men late bloomer.
I think he in competition for the D.
Hey, he could have it, because guess what? It's a lot of them out here, too. Mm-hmm. But that's a whole nother story. But moving right on. So, that's enough about Kevin. You got your little pub, but anywho. So, let me ask you this. If... Backs are paying all the bills. If you're paying all the bills, do you expect for your girl to slut you out? Like, she just, you should be able to slut her out?
I mean... Me, personally, anybody expect it. I don't give a fuck about paying the bills. I'm a sexual person.
Okay.
So if you're in a relationship with me, we need to be on some freaky shit, period.
So.
That ain't got shit about doing the bills. That's just the nature of the relationship.
If she's not willing to give you the coochie every day, like, should you have to fuck every day?
I mean, I don't have to, but I want a woman that... makes me want to.
I
want to
have sex every day if I'm in a relationship.
Yeah, no,
someone
no.
told me I was tripping because I said that. I feel like if we're in a relationship, I want to do it every day, maybe twice a day, but it maybe has to happen times. Every day. Well, I got to be at work, so I don't know.
You can call in late.
Three times.
You can call in late.
Yeah, good.
Call in late.
But we already gonna be late. But, like, I just feel like a lot of women, not women, but just people in general, okay, all right. Oh, they
yeah,
banging,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, yeah.
They, when you ask for certain things, you gotta be able to reciprocate them things. Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah. If he paying all the bills, trust me, you gonna have to toot it up like an alley cat all the time. And if the tooting ain't working, you got to bob for apples all the time.
You know, first of all, let's put it like this. It depends on the situation, right? That nigga may or may not even have the energy to do that. Then that goes into attraction. How attractive is he? Because he's super attracted to you? Oh, it ain't a question. He gonna want that thing every day. Okay. He gonna want it every day. You ain't gonna have to. The motherfucking dish could be dirty. He gonna want that shit. Because he into you. I'm just saying, if when he's attracted to you like that, mm-hmm. you ain't, the more man's attracted to the woman, the less the other shit she got to do. That's the real shit. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? When he's not as attracted, then he's going to be worried about all this other shit. You ain't got to. So, because you're not fulfilling one aspect, so you need to at least make up on these other things. But if you're fulfilling that, first of all, we are led by this fucking thing out here. I don't give a fuck. This shit gets us in trouble. And so, if that's satisfied to the T, so when you talk about, you know that good sex when you just feel fucking refreshed afterwards, like, shit.
When that nigga go to sleep, woo, and you still look like,
right, exactly, yeah.
I went and got the towel, right. And you sleep.
What's the first thing he tell you? Babe, don't worry about that. Don't worry about that. They gotta do that. You'll figure that out. You know what I'm saying? So like I said, that depends on the nature of our relationship. Some people are in some very unfulfilling relationships. So, you know.
So let me ask you this. If you're, I feel like that's where niggas start cheating.
Oh, that's exactly where niggas start.
When that sex get the boom.
Yeah.
1-800 side chick. What's the order? You know what I mean?
Exactly. No.
Like, I just feel like when it comes to sex, communication has to be number one.
Right. Like, it do. Here's the reality, though. And we have to, this is not a black thing. This is.
Y'all can catch the rest on all the digital platforms because I'm getting off of here. Bye.
We have to understand that even if you love the person, y'all sexual chemistry is off the chain. If you haven't sex with this person long enough, it's going to get routine. And you got to learn how to spice it up. Because if you don't, it's going to get boring, mm-hmm. and then you're going to seek other things to excite you.
Yes.
You know, that's, you know, a healthy couple, like you said, they're going to talk about these things, so they're going to do some different shit together mm-hmm. And keep that bond there. If you don't talk about it, the easiest thing to do, like you said, ain't nothing like let's stop with that bullshit. For a woman, ain't nothing like new dick. For a man, ain't nothing like new pussy. So that's the easiest thing. So if you're not keeping that communication, you're going to go to these easy things.
Right.
So it's the low-hanging fruit. You're going to go for the low-hanging fruit. Simple as put. You want some good shit, you got to reach up high. It takes more effort.
True.
Ooh,
that is so true.
That's how I look at it. You know, we have to be real about these things when we're in these relationships because... Yeah, if you're fucking the same person for 10 years. You know exactly what to expect. You know exactly how she's sucking the dick. You know exactly how it feels. Like, you know it's no more curiosity.
And that's what definitely killed the cat.
Yeah, that's what killed the cat. That's exactly what.
I just, you know, just communicate openly. You know, like, that shit is the best form of anything at the end of the day.
Yeah. Now, what for far as you, so I guess for far as a woman, what's the things that will lead her to cheat? Say this nigga, he paying bills and all that. What would lead you to be like?
You'd have to talk to a cheater because I don't cheat. Mm-hmm. No, mm-hmm. I've never cheated on nobody. I always walk away. Okay. Because I don't want a motherfucker to cheat on me. Right. And I am... the type of person that I get bored quick.
Okay.
I get irritated easily. And the first sign of bad dick, I'm...
I think that's all women.
I'm out of there.
Man, let me tell you a secret. If you don't fucking know, if you fuck the chick and she don't call you back, your dick gang weak, bro.
I don't want none of that. Your dick gang weak. I would definitely say women cheat for emotional reasons. Okay. If she's not emotionally connected or vested in you anymore, you can goodbye. Right. You know what I mean? Because the first thing a woman does is she emotionally attaches herself to something else.
Right.
So once she cheats and she's emotionally attached, that shit is a wrap.
Right.
You know, just like dudes. When dudes cheat, it's just for the thrill. You know what I mean?
A dude could be in love.
Yeah,
love
and he's wife, still gonna fuck.
Go get his dick sucked on the side and come back and don't have no gripe about it. That's just because we definitely can compartmentalize sex a lot easier than women.
Yeah, because women are emotional. See, I feel like we're more electrical than you, right? Mm-hmm. So I always use this analogy as a woman is a socket, right? We don't light up until we're inserted in. Nothing happens until a male inserts us. So you're the cord and right. I'm the socket. Right. Once you connect,
right.
then that's how everything else, you know, is runs. The electricity happens. You know what I mean? Right. So we have to be emotionally connected to, you know, wire. Some women just like think with their pussy just like a nigga. I've been guilty of that. And, you know, I enjoyed it.
I mean,
you single, do you. But when I'm in a relationship and I feel like there's a disconnect, I'll definitely I'm an over communicator anyways. So I'm going to communicate to you like what I feel the issue is. And if it's just not going to work, then I'm going to just leave. Like, sayonara. Yeah. Just like I got you, it's another one right that's going to bend the block for me. So it's like, whatever.
Yeah, niggas, we a bit thirsty. Because a woman can definitely get them. A woman can get any nigga faster, but a man can get a quality woman faster.
Yeah, and sometimes you got to understand this. Understand the assignment, because every man is not meant to be your husband. Every man is not meant to be your forever man.
Right.
That man comes into your life, he's going to teach you something.
Right.
And once it ends, you sit back and you figure out what that lesson was and you learn from it. See, you may have taught some. I've been in situations where I've been dealing with a dude for a minute, and we quit fucking around and... he gets with a woman that he's never been with before, and he proposes to her.
Right.
And initially, that shit used to bother me. But then I learned that, hey, you taught him something.
Mm-hmm.
And you groomed him for her.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm a great teacher. You know what I'm saying? I ain't missing nothing, because guess what, bitch? You're welcome.
I know I taught a lot of women shit this summer. I had a hot boy summer, y'all. It is what it is.
I can't wait to hear these
steamy
stories.
Oh, shit. I mean, they there. one girl I was messing with, she told me, you know, she was having the conversations we were having. She was talking to her father about these conversations. I'm like, wow, well, you know, I found out later she had the nigga, but you know, that wasn't my business. No, I was single.
Hey, you able to do you?
Right. But it helped her get the fuck out that relationship.
Yeah, because I'm telling, like, people be side-eyeing shit. But listen, the side niggas and the side bitches opens your eyes to a reality.
Right.
It's gonna reset your shit, or it's gonna show you that you've really been missing out on something that makes you truly happy.
Right.
They're not always bad.
No,
they're not. And I get it. You know, they're the sudden interruption and you ruined. She or he didn't ruin shit.
Right, exactly.
See, but a lot of side niggas, you don't hear about the side nigga. You always hear about the side bitch.
Oh, there's plenty of side niggas.
There's plenty of side niggas out here. And guess what?
There's plenty of niggas don't know they side niggas out here.
And the same thing for side chicks. Like, a lot of the times, it don't be us, because I've been a side bitch before. It don't be us, because he came to me. Shit, I wasn't looking for him.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I just met that nigga where he was. And I asked, he said no, so now guess what? We've convened. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, he had me doing a 6-point star, and I enjoyed it. That's the sex position of the week. You ever did that before?
No, probably. I probably have. Because I don't have to do shit. I just don't probably know what it was.
I'm telling you. Like, I didn't even know the name of it. I'm like, I've done this before. Let me show you.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, ooh, I did that.
Man, I did that shit this morning.
Yeah, like, I'm sure you did.
I did that shit this morning.
And we all did
that. Oh, shit. Yeah,
y'all can't see this, but we can put it up.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I definitely did that.
But, yeah, like, the technique is a 3 out of 5.
I didn't know that was a fucking name for that.
Yeah, and then I'm trying to figure out.
Thing, right? I don't know. I swear to God. Yeah. Exactly.
It's like an inverted, like a reverse cowgirl.
Right.
With
exactly.
Him on his knees.
Right.
But basically, he's the controller, and you just, you know, adjust your angle. I'm an angle when it comes to sex. I have a...
I hit that on that right angle.
But this season, we are going to bring you bigger and better topics. And most importantly, honesty.
Honesty.
And like, somebody just as open and raw as me, so y'all don't think I'm just this raunchy ass bitch.
Oh, no, I'm nasty.
I am.
I have to be honest about that.
I enjoy openness, though, y'all. I am an amazing person. Vern is an amazing person. But guess what? These are my stories, and this is my truth, and I'm going to live in it. Because guess what? I'm going to say the things that she want to say that she's scared to say because she's scared a motherfucking going to think something about her. I don't give a fuck what anybody thinks about me. My mother loves me, and my kids think I'm fucking amazing. So what?
I can't say, look, my mother, I think she loves me. But, your only judge is your kids.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only person you're accountable to for life. That's how they feel about you.
Yeah, and I just feel like you have to be open and honest with these kids these days, because I'm human at the end of the day.
You're raising humans.
And, you know, I like to be as vulnerable and open and honest with them as possible, because guess what? They're going to go through these things.
Exactly.
And I don't want them to have to go through the negative in order to get to the positive, because I already did the legwork for them. So I'm going to let you know what it is in the gate. And they may still choose to go the rough route, but guess what?
That's obviously their mistakes.
That's their mistakes. That's their life, the path they choose to live. But I like to be as transparent as possible. If y'all have questions, comments, concerns, email the, what's the email?
What is the email? I think it's info@nmgpods.com or something like that.
Yeah. Or go on Facebook, the Late Night Podcast. Inbox me. I do respond. You can follow the podcast on all.
We're pretty on YouTube, Facebook. We're on SoundCloud. We're pretty much
everywhere. Apple Podcasts, all of those fun things. And guess what, guys? This is the end of the show. But I really did miss y'all. And we'll see you the same time next week. Peace out.
Peace out.